Do you have children at home? Are they into sports? Or, you know, just, would you like a new car, a new house? Do you like to travel? Where do you like to go? The more we get the prospect talking, the better prospect we have. Now, after the meal, then on his behalf, I would explain about the company product marketing plan on his behalf in a presentation that does not take more than 15 minutes. Never go more than 20 minutes with your prospect, folks. And a prospect, someone hasn't signed up yet. Once they signed up, they can come to an all-day training and you can spend time with them. But as long as they're a prospect, if you spend more than 15, 20 minutes with them, they're going to think two things. They're going to think, I don't have time to do this, or I can't do what you're doing. See, one of the secrets for the system to work is we have to teach our people not to talk. See, talking is your worst enemy, okay? Because the more you talk, progressively, the more they think they don't have time, can't do what you're doing. Folks, teaching people how not to talk, salespersons, is not easy to do, especially if they're women. Nancy hates it when I say that. I hear about it every time. No, I'm just kidding. But it is difficult to do because, again, the more you talk, the more they think they can't do what you're doing. Now, how can you keep this down to 15, 20 minutes? Well, we have a list we call waste of time things to do in building your business. And the second thing on the list is explaining a marketing plan in detail to a new person. Don't do it. You get through, they don't understand it anyway. Just give them enough to get started. It's not necessary to explain the whole thing. Keep it real simple. And also, because companies have evolved now with the tools, with the computer, the DVDs, the websites. And folks, understand, the computer almost destroyed this industry in the last 3 or 4 years. People thinking they could recruit off the computer. It does not work. Computer is only good for training, follow-up, and communication with your people. It's not good to try to put a blast out to a nameless to recruit people. It just, if it works once out of 1,000, you'd be lucky. But anyway, the point is, you have all the tools. So that little presentation is a matter of just directing the prospect, giving her the right tools to look at, and then with a follow-up if she has any questions. Now, we're all through with the meal. The check is coming. And here is the question of the day. Who pays for the meal? Well, I want you to think about it. He invited the prospect, he invited the sponsor to do the work, so he pays for the meal. But now here is the $64,000 question. How many times would he have to buy my meal before he starts thinking, I can do what he just did. I don't need to keep buying him lunch anymore. I'll go with my person, she can get a friend, she can buy my lunch, you know. We were doing a seminar last year in Stuttgart, Germany. A guy comes up to me afterwards like I hadn't already figured it out. He says, Don, did you realize if you do this business right, you'd never have to buy a meal? And I says, well, yeah, thanks for sharing. I'm going to close this part of the seminar by focusing on the number one waste of time thing people do in trying to build their business. It's going to take 10 to 12 minutes. Now, number one waste of time thing people do in trying to build a business, network marketing, is out looking for people to sponsor.